Aristocrats and farmers. Lord Baltimore gave large estates to his relatives and other English aristocrats. By doing so, he created a wealthy and powerful class of landowners in Maryland. The colony needed people to work in the plantation fields. To bring settlers to the colony, Lord Baltimore promised land, 100 acres, to each male settler, another 100 for his wife, 100 for each servant, and 50 for each of his children. As the number of plantations increased and additional workers were needed, the colony imported indentured servants and enslaved Africans. The Mason-Dixon Line. For years, the Calvert family and the Penn family argued over the boundary between Maryland and Pennsylvania. In the 1760s, they hired two British astronomers, Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon, to map the line dividing the colonies. It took the two scientists many years to lay out the boundary stones. Each stone had the crest of the Penn family on one side and the crest of the Calverts on the other. The Calverts had welcomed Protestants as well as Catholics in Maryland. Protestant settlers outnumbered Catholics from the start. Act of Toleration. To protect the Catholics from any attempt to make Maryland a Protestant colony, Baltimore passed a law called the Act of Toleration in 1649. The act granted Protestants and Catholics the right to worship freely, but tensions continued between Protestants and Catholics. In 1692, with the support of the English government, the Protestant-controlled assembly made the Anglican Church the official church in Maryland and imposed the same restrictions on Catholics that existed in England. Virginia expands. While other colonies were being founded, Virginia continued to grow. Wealthy tobacco planters held the best land near the coast, so new settlers pushed inland. As the settlers moved west, they found the lands inhabited by Native Americans. In the 1640s, to avoid conflicts, Virginia's governor, William Berkeley, worked out an arrangement with the Native Americans. In exchange for a large piece of land, he agreed to keep settlers from pushing farther into their lands. Bacon's Rebellion. Nathaniel Bacon, a wealthy young planter, was a leader in the western part of Virginia. He and other Westerners opposed the colonial government because it was dominated by Easterners. Many of the Westerners resented Governor Berkeley's pledge to stay out of Native American territory. Some of them settled in the Forbidden Lands and then blamed the government in Jamestown for not protecting them from Native American raids. In 1676, Bacon led the angry Westerners in attacks on Native American villages. Governor Berkeley declared Bacon the greatest rebel that ever was in Virginia. Bacon's army marched to Jamestown, set fire to the capital, and drove Berkeley into exile. Only Bacon's sudden illness and death kept him from taking charge of Virginia. England then recalled Berkeley and sent troops to restore order. Bacon's rebellion had shown that the settlers were not willing to be restricted to the coast. The colonial government created a militia force to control the Native Americans and opened up more land to settlement.